Our reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 to 10, and then 16 to 20. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead, and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" And from verse 16. "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'"
Thanks, Ruth. I don't want to preach a long sermon or anything this morning because, as you know from previous times, I kind of feel baptism services very much speak for themselves with the testimony, and it's just great to have different people coming up and sharing something of their story. But I do like stories, and I wanted to tell you another story this morning to finish before we go to our final song. And it's a story that kind of ties in a little bit with the fact that we've just had the video of the tribe in a village that was in need, because this story is about a tribe in a village that was also in need. Now, as I tell this story, there's one or two points I need a bit of participation in, a bit of enthusiasm from you as a congregation. Will you work with me, please? Thank you. I don't know what I'd have done if you'd have said no. So this is a story about a missionary, actually, that went to Brazil and visited a tribe there in Brazil. And this tribe was in a remote part of the jungle, and they lived near a large river, and the tribe was in need of serious medical attention. There was a contagious disease that was sweeping through the village, and people were dying on a daily basis. And the problem was, they needed hospital attention really quickly. The problem that they had was the village, the nearest hospital was on the other side of a large river, on the other side there, and the villagers felt they couldn't go into the river. They had another water that side that they went to. They didn't go to this side because they believed it had evil spirits in it, so they had to avoid it. But that meant they couldn't cross it to get to the hospital on the other side that they needed. So the missionary arrived in the village, and he had come across it, and he got there, and he was talking to them. He said, "But there's a hospital here. Why are you all just not going?" And they explained to him the situation, and he said, "Look, it's okay. You can go to the river. There's not evil spirits in it." "Yes, there is. We always avoid that. We've done for years. It goes back to our ancestors and so on." So the missionary tried pleading with them, tried talking to them about it and explaining that it was okay and it was safe, but they wouldn't go and people continued to die. And the missionary in the end, he was trying to persuade them. He got some of them to come down to the river with him, and he said, "Look," he said, "I'll show you." And he put his hand in the river there. And he said, "Look, it's fine. There's nothing here. It's all okay." But they wouldn't believe him. They went back to the village and said, "No, it's not right." Anyway, the missionary was desperately trying to convince them. And he went down to the river. I know that we've been here before in a baptism service, but I want you to get the full picture of this. So I'm going to go down to the river. Okay? And the missionary went down to the river and he just stood in the river.
Microphone.
Thank you. To happen to him, because they really believed that there was evil spirits in the water and it was going to end up being bad for him. But he said, it's fine, honestly, you can get to the other side through it. Now this was a deep river and the only way across was to swim across. So he swam across to the other side of the river. And he said, see, it's absolutely fine. I'm here. I'm alive. It's okay. I've made it and I've got to the side where the hospital is. You can get life on this side. The hospital, it's okay. The people were like shocked. Can I say a bit of shock? And some of them started to cheer. Yay! This means that we can get to the other side, we can get to the hospital, we could be saved, we could not need to keep dying like that. It could be great. And then somebody from the tribe thought, I know, maybe I'll go and see if it really works. Christian, will you come out, please? Christian, will you come down to the river? And he came round to the river. And he got there, and he just felt it with his hand. Felt it with his hand. He can't reach. He felt it with his hand. And then he panicked and he ran all the way back. He ran all the way back. He ran back again. He was too scared to go in. He thought, no, it can't be true. It can't be true. It won't happen. But then someone just ran out from the tribe and went straight in to the pool. To prep for it. And they came out and everyone cheered. Fantastic! That means we can all be saved now. We can all go and get to the hospital on the other side. It's great news. But there was still some doubting. There was still some not sure. Well, what might happen to him? Is it going to make any difference? Another one came out and walked down to the front. A bit more cautiously this time. Wasn't sure whether this was the right thing to do. I'd seen the missionary do it, and I'd seen the other man do it, but was it going to be okay? He walked down. He was a bit worried about it, but nevertheless, he went down to the river. The others watched. They thought, could it happen again? Would it be okay?
Some of them were feeling a bit more confident, but some were unsure. Time, we're not going to do that. We are not sure that this is going to help any, and they stayed in the village. They never crossed the water, they never got to the hospital, and ultimately met their fate. But the ones that took that step and went across the river of death, as they thought it was, and got to the other side, they found life and were saved. And that is, in another way, in a fun way, in a creative way, the message of the gospel. Because who was the missionary? Jesus Christ himself. Jesus came and showed us the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He entered death when he died on the cross. He rose again, victorious on the other side. And he said, all who follow me will receive that gift of eternal life. Those who believe and put their faith in me will be saved. Those who don't will be condemned. Won't you come? I'm showing you the way. Won't you be my followers and come with me and receive the gift of eternal life? That's what Jesus has done for us. And still some doubt and still some say, but those who do find the truth of what he says and the life he has to offer. And I would encourage you today, if you have not taken that step, if you have never gone through the river, so to speak, to consider doing so, because it's a decision you won't regret. And the gift on the other side is the gift of eternal life. Forgiveness of sin, sins washed away, and new life on the other side.